He tried to play all sorts of games and smoke and mirrors that actually the size of a national debt as a proportion of our overall economy was going down. And there was a complete lack of honesty on this. And what was interesting was that Labour don't appear to be able to challenge them on this, I guess because their own record wasn't very bad. But just sort of give people a sense of this. We do have growth within the UK economy, I'm very pleased to say, but we wouldn't have any growth if we weren't running such massive budget deficits.
Well, when you talk to your colleagues in the European Parliament, and I assume you do talk to them, what do they say to you about the British economy? Because whatever the other statistics are, we do have the highest growth rate of any country in Western Europe. What do they attribute that to?
Yes, we do. And we were very lucky because when the economic shock in 2008 came, we were one of those economies in the European time zone with a heavy reliance on the banking sector. Us and Iceland really were the two countries with that big reliance on the banking sector. So what happened to us was our currency, sterling, against a basket of global currencies, fell by about 27%. Now, since that time, we've seen sterling rise quite appreciably against the euro and elsewhere. By not being in the euro, we were given the get-out-of-jail-free card. That made a huge difference. What is interesting today, though, is this. Though we do have growth in the UK economy, and we've got much of the Mediterranean that is now, well, basically in deflation and going into negative territory, our budget deficit is bigger than Greece's. Our budget deficit is the worst in the whole of Europe. And I just feel that when the Chancellor talks about all of this, he's frankly not being honest with us.
Let's talk about the tax-free personal allowance, which the Coalition may, I suspect, mainly driven by the Liberal Democrats, well, that's certainly what they want us to believe. That has risen from 6,500 back in 2010. It's going to be 11,000 within the next couple of years. I think it's 10,400 now.
Yes.
Is that necessarily a good thing? Because if somebody's not paying any tax at all, maybe they don't value the public services that they're getting for that tax.
I think it is a good thing. And I've long favoured upping the allowances. In fact, I'd be rather more radical than we've been so far. I would have no tax on minimum wage because, and I take your point, if you don't pay for something, do you value it? And I understand that's an argument, but I believe there's an even stronger argument, which is this. There are too many people who are trapped on benefits, that when they go back to work, if it's on minimum wage, they're actually worse off than if they stayed on benefits. And one of the ways of relieving that is to send out a message, a simple message, that nobody on minimum wage would pay any income tax. And that, I think, is more powerful.
What effect on the election result do you think this budget will have, if any?
Well, he did manage to name a remarkable number of marginal constituencies during the space of...
I did notice that. It was a marginal constituency bingo, wasn't it?
It was really very funny. I don't think this budget is a game changer in any way at all. And I think there are two Britons today. I think there is a comfortably off Britain that will look at this budget and say, everything's fine. I'm comfortable. But then there's the rest of Britain, particularly outside London, who, when they hear we're sharing in the proceeds of growth, look at each other over dinner of an evening and say, we're worse off than we were 10 years ago. And the one issue that he did not address today at all was wage compression. And why have we had wage compression? Because we've had an open labour market to Southern and Eastern Europe.
And the people of South Thanet, dear to your heart, what do you think they will have made of some of the beer duty cut? I'm sure that will go down. Well, I'm not sure that would change anyone's vote particularly, maybe yours.
I don't think a penny off a pint is going to save a single pub from closing or be noticed by absolutely anybody. I mean, the other thing that was in the budget, that was the one really interesting thing in the budget, was quite a radical help to buy scheme, which on the face of it, you say, I've got a couple of sons in their 20s struggling to get on the property ladder, and this would be a way through ISAs where parents could funnel money into a fund to help build a deposit, and then the government would subsidize it by 25%. On the face of it today, that's attractive, but I wonder tomorrow, when people realize that for those that are really struggling to get on the housing ladder, what just happened today was it actually got further away from them, because this will push up the price of first-time properties. So that's the one that I think will be debated over the next few days. That was the one piece of radicalism in the budget, but I'm not even sure that will achieve its goal.
What happens if George Osborne is Chancellor again after the election? I mean, what do you think of him as a person? Is there anything you admire about him, anything that you particularly don't like about him?
I thought that the game of smoke and mirrors that he's played over the deficit and the national debt, frankly, was really rather deceitful. And I find it... I was thinking to myself, if I was in his position, would I have had the front to get up there today and to play this game of smoke and mirrors, pretending that actually the deficit and the debt aren't really a problem? And I'm afraid I couldn't do it.
Because it was a very political speech, wasn't it?
It was very political, and you know, he did talk, as we said earlier, about lots of marginal seats all over the country. Look, for comfortably off middle-class Britain, he's been a fantastic Chancellor. Through running big deficits and through quantitative easing, the stock market's steady and their property prices are good. For the rest of Britain, it's been a pretty lean time.